Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Bloomberg sources reveal NVIDIA is quietly prepared to abandon the previously announced $40 billion transaction to purchase semiconductor manufacturer Arm from SoftBank. NVIDIA has reportedly told partners the transaction is no longer expected to close, and SoftBank is prepping an IPO. Along with regulatory issues from the FTC, China, the UK, and European Union, companies like Qualcomm, Intel, and Google have claimed Arm could not maintain independence under NVIDIA. Google's replacement for cookies for interest-based advertising, the Federated Learning of Cohorts, better known as Flock, is now canceled. Google announced its new proposal, Topics. Your browser will learn about interest, keep data from previous 3 weeks, excluding sensitive categories like gender or race, and assign them to one of 300 topics. When hitting a site supporting the Topics API, the browser will share 3 topics randomly from your top 5 weekly to select ads. Google plans to trial the Topics API starting end of this quarter. Panasonic will start mass-producing new lithium-ion batteries as early as 2023, which are twice as big as older versions but offer 5 times the capacity, estimated to provide 15% more range at the same weight while costing up to 20% less to produce. Panasonic began development of these batteries at the request of Tesla, who will receive the first shipments. According to analysts at DealLogic, Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet each announced more acquisitions in 2021 than any year in the past decade. Microsoft publicly announced 56 deals, Amazon 29, and Alphabet 22. The value of those deals also hit a 10-year high for Microsoft and for Alphabet, with Amazon's $15.7 billion deal volume trailing behind 2017 when it bought Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. A new report from the Federal Trade Commission found that U.S. consumers lost $770 million in social media scams in 2021, accounting for roughly 25% of all fraud losses. This is up from $42 million in social media fraud from 2017. Adults 18 to 39 reported fraud losses 2.4 times higher than those over 40 due to a focus on scams involving cryptocurrency and online shopping. Investment, romance, and e-commerce scams accounted for 70% of all social media scams on the year. The cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase is adding a new tax center to aid U.S. customers figure out how much they may owe the IRS. The new section gathers every taxable transaction, showing a personalized summary of a customer's taxable activity on Coinbase, broken out over time by realized gains, losses, and miscellaneous income, with the info able to be used with tax software. The EU General Court overturned a 2009 antitrust decision against Intel. The decision involved rebates Intel gave to PC makers to allegedly squeeze out AMD, resulting in a record €1.06 billion fine. The court found the European Commission failed to show the requisite legal standard that the rebates were an anti-competitive risk. This ruling can still be appealed to the European Court of Justice. Bloomberg sources say prior to the acquisition announcement, Activision Blizzard committed to release at least the next three Call of Duty games on the PlayStation. Microsoft Gaming Chief Phil Spencer previously confirmed the company will honor all existing Activision Blizzard agreements with Sony post-acquisition. Microsoft issued a warning that hundreds of Office 365 customers are getting phishing emails trying to trick them into granting OAuth permissions that would let attackers read and write email, calendar, and contacts. The app that requests the permission is called Upgrade and appears to come from a verified publisher. Microsoft has deactivated the malicious app in Azure AD. This is a type of attack called consent phishing, which tricks the user into granting access without having to hand over passwords. Axios reports Substack plans to launch a video player in a continued push to attract more creators to the platform. This move follows last year's investments in comic book creators and the launch of the BookSmart Studios podcast network. Videos can be made available to all or subscribers only. Currently, the feature is in a limited beta test and is expected to roll out in the coming months. According to Bloomberg, in the coming months, small businesses will be able to use iPhones to accept payments without requiring extra hardware. Apple purchased MobiWave, a contactless payment company, in 2019. The company previously worked with Samsung on a similar project, with Samsung phones able to accept payments from contactless cards and NFC payments such as Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay. The report does not reveal if MobiWave's tech will be branded as part of Apple Pay's service. Google updated its support page for G Suite Legacy Free Edition users, now saying it will provide an option for you to move your non-Google Workspace paid content and most of your data to a no-cost option in the coming months. Google previously announced these Legacy Free Edition users would have to switch to a paid account by July 2022 or lose access. Valve announced Steam Deck consoles will go on sale Friday, February 25th at 10 a.m. to customers with reservations, with emails sent out in the same order reservations were made. Customers will have 3 days to place an order, and new email batches will go out weekly. If you're still looking to secure your own, you can reserve one with a $5 deposit, though shipping is currently estimated for Q2. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.